Let's come back to our top story today, shall we? And this statement by the DP's Sammy Wilson that the Northern Ireland Assembly is probably gone. It's probably over. Let's get the reaction of some politicians this morning. Roy Biggs Jr. From the Ulster Unionist Party is with us today. Is this your reading of it too, Roy? Is the Assembly over? Finished? Kaput?
Well, that will be in the hands of Assembly members.
Yes, but what's your reading of it?
I think it will create additional difficulties, but ultimately the choice that will exist for Assembly members is to approve a balanced budget and live within our means, and that will mean making difficult choices. Or alternatively, at some point, the government will step in and make all the decisions and perhaps avoid any of the mitigation which I know the Ulster Unionist Party, for example, were put forward amendments early on to protect those who had been affected by the bedroom tax when there was no alternatives available, to ensure that there would have been more frequent payments. So we could put in our own mitigating factors to try and protect the most vulnerable. And if we're not around, we can't take such decisions, and all the decisions will be taken at Westminster, and we're likely just to get exactly what happens at, in the rest of the United Kingdom.
And let me just clarify the Ulster Unionist Party's position on this. What's your position on the cap?
We have supported the legislation presently that was in front of the Assembly, which would have introduced the 26,000 cap in Northern Ireland. Presently, there is no cap in Northern Ireland, and as a result of the failure to introduce the welfare reform, we have a budget which is out of
balance. What
about
the £20,000 cap? Would the Ulster Union support that?
I think we need a lot more information around this. We'd like to know exactly how it will affect each group, each family, and in particular...
Well, your party has two MPs in Parliament, Roy, so I'm presuming that you've had enough information to be able to participate in the vote last night.
Well, I understand that my colleagues voted against it because of their lack of information, and I would be supportive of that, because this isn't just about
the
benefits for those who are unemployed. This also affects the working poor, the working tax credits. So this is something which will adversely affect families where you have hard-working families as well. So it's important that we look out for the vulnerable in society, and there is more information, and we would need to look as to how individual groups and families would be adversely affected. But ultimately, we in Northern Ireland, if this legislation goes through, which
and
is
do you think
likely,
this is do you think this is Sammy Wilson crying wolf, that they've said it so often the Assembly's going to collapse that people don't listen anymore, or do you think the Assembly's in real danger?
The Assembly is already in considerable danger with the failure to approve a balanced budget. The fantasy budget that went through has a huge hole in it because of the failure to implement the previous welfare reform that has been implemented already in other parts of the United Kingdom. So we're already under considerable stress, and at some point there will have to be crisis reorganisation of this current budget or by the Assembly, or alternatively the British government will step in, whether that's September, October or the 1st of April 2016. You cannot continue to spend money which you don't have.
Yeah, but how long have you got? When's this going to crack? We keep on hearing this.
Well, ultimately I suspect this is a matter for Treasury to decide when they will move in. But we are spending more money than we have been allocated. That is the scheduled budget at present because of the failure to introduce the welfare reform. And at the very latest, on the 1st of April 2016, government will be able to say, right, you were going to be getting this for your next financial year. Well, because you've overspent the previous year, we're also going to take some extra money off you. So then at some point, it will catch up on us. And you are better managing your money as you go along. Otherwise, you get hit with a big bang and lots of crisis management and decisions which really badly affect people, decisions which you wouldn't have taken, will be forced upon us.
So would your party implement the cuts or not?
Our party would introduce the welfare package as agreed by all the parties at the Stormont House talks, because there was also positive
this latest wave of cuts from the Tories.
As I've said to you, Stephen, my colleagues in Westminster voted against it, I understand primarily because we feel there's a lack of information and detail at this stage as to how exactly it would work out in Northern Ireland.
Okay, Basil McRae, morning to you.
Morning.
How in jeopardy is the Assembly?
Well, we're going to run out of cash in October, and at the moment what you're getting is both Sinn Féin and DUP saying, somebody please give us £600 million. And it's too late now, actually. At some stage, somebody's going to have to give us money. You just can't reorganise the budget quickly enough to make the savings that would be necessary. So, yes, there will be people stepping in, and I suspect it'll be a period of suspension leading to elections in May.
So you reckon it's gone by October?
Yes, we will run out of money by October. It will be clear by that stage that we cannot possibly make any possible adjustments to meet the Treasury targets, and people will step in. And at the moment, what we're having is a bit of statesmanship where Sinn Féin are saying, we're not going to give way, and the DUP are trying to say, you're going to have to give way. And ultimately, when two sets of people refuse to move, then what they're hoping for is that a third party will come to the raid. And the only person...
The general consensus seems to be, though, Basil and Roy, that they'll cobble some type of deal together and everything will stumble ahead to the elections in May.
Well, that's what they've all, that's what they've always done. But you know, the size of the black hole is quite significant. It's about £600 million out of a budget of about £10 billion. So it's about 7 or 8%, but you're trying to impose those cuts in half a year. So it's about 10% of your budget's going to have to go. You can't actually do it. It's not possible. Government can't react that quickly. So the only thing that's going to sort it out will be additional cash coming from Westminster.
Now, Stephen, the big danger with this line is that last year we were overspending by £100 million. So what happened? We got a borrowing of additional £100 million last year to get us through last financial year. That has added and added, and the borrowing per head in population in Northern Ireland is now almost £1,000 per head. And interest has to be paid on it. Ultimately, it will have to be repaid back. We have borrowed much more money per head than other parts of the United Kingdom, and we cannot continue to borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow because...
It could just be a direct grant, though, Roy. It could just be the Treasury, because they don't want to see the Northern Ireland peace process completely unravel. They'll come along and say, here is £600 million. I mean, I heard people...
Yeah, but the trouble with that is what happens in Scotland, what will happen in Wales, what will happen in Liverpool, the north of England, and everybody will say, well, you gave the residents over there several hundred million pounds, will you give us some too? So, the trouble is that does not work in terms of politics in the United Kingdom. And ultimately, the MPs and the ministers are largely elected from other parts of the United Kingdom who have to be fiscally responsible and live within their means.
Let's leave it there. Roy, thank you very much. Basil McRae, thank you.